Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show.
So this podcast is exclusively for all the guys running agency in India or outside of India. Most of us started agencies in 2009, 2010, 2011 and 2012. Things looked glorious back then, as there was a lot more organic reach, less competition and clients were less educated about this industry. Today, agency scene have become super competitive, sourcing talent has become a challenge and running the show has become super tasking. Many of us are playing the victim play, trying to defend our success to such situations. We are giving enough excuses to the market conditions, competitions, talent, clients, organic reach, etc. But the actual truth is you're trying to wear a failure uniform. Trying to tell yourself, this is enough, I'm done, I don't think I can grow further, I don't think I can bring the change, I'm tired of running an agency, I am exhausted. Well, you can never get out of this pit. Never ever, unless you stop victimizing yourself. To bring life to your agency back again, you need to do certain things. And today in this podcast, I'm going to talk about some tips for you. Number one. Hire people with an amazing energy, someone who brings in positivity and has highest sense of ownership for the role. So as an owner, don't take everything on you. Either find a co-founder or find a person who can actually help you in bringing that positivity and take the responsibility. Number two, collaborate with competitors. Yes, you heard it right. See if you can merge your agency with someone else. You will definitely need a co-founder in your journey. If not, start working with competitors and start seeing what their strengths are. So when you have a requirement from your client, you don't really have to build a team, but in fact, call your competitor and talk to them and share revenues with them, especially for that particular project. Number three, stop becoming jack of all trades. Start becoming master of one or few verticals. As agency owners, we fail to define verticals. We take up everything that comes our way. Now it's time for you to define which industry you're most comfortable with, which niche can you serve the most so that it becomes a systematic process. Number four, set processes and systems for every activity, in fact, every department. The more protocols you follow in an agency, the better it is. It's a myth that a creative agency cannot have protocols. Trust me, if you're doing so, then you're putting yourself into the toughest situation of managing an agency. So Monday mails, Friday calls to your clients, ensuring that the reporting happens on a certain day, in a certain style, in a certain template, a lot of such templates can be set. Number five, most importantly, this is a very important tip, find people who can be your backup. Figure out who can be your second in line. A second in line team is the most important thing today in an agency. As an agency owner, we try to do everything. We try to really work hard, please clients, try to get the advertisements rolling, talk to the team. Trust me, it's the most tedious decision of our lives to manage an agency all on our own. And that's what makes us feel very exhaustive. One thing which I did with my agency, I started building second in line team. I started building more leaders. I started believing in them. I started trusting in them. I started investing in them. So figure out who can be a warrior in your journey to handle the pressure alongside and let them be part of your journey. Let them be part of the management and allow them to manage the organization. Set yourself free from the agency day-to-day operation and get involved in planning and strategy. Be a rock star, I say. If you still believe it's too much for you to do, quit and find something more meaningful in life. And that's very important for you. If you think agency is sucking you up, if you think agency is taking all your energy away, if you think agency is not giving you the peace of your mind, then please quit the agency and find something more meaningful. If you cannot create second in line leadership team, if you cannot build a management team, if you cannot set a protocol, if you do not believe in investing your team, then running an agency is equivalent to running a shop. a shop owner does everything inside the shop. And hence, he's not able to grow his business because he doesn't want to believe in his team. He wants to do everything on the basis of his ability. Very importantly, work so hard in the domain of your happiness that the wealth finds its way to you. So whatever decision that you're going to take for yourself, for your agency, or for your peace of mind, as long as you're able to find happiness, take that path. Love you, truly love you, and work really hard. See you guys around. With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram. Already, do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.